This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is obviously a whole lot we don't know yet about what's happening in Afghanistan and what is going to happen next, both to the people and to the economy there under Taliban rule. One thing we do know is that there is and there will be an enormous need for humanitarian support. Much of that support has been provided in past crises by a variety of intergovernmental and nonprofit organizations, which means that they, too, now have to figure out what is going to happen next. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that piece of this story.
Countries and groups that had been funding aid to Afghanistan are now reevaluating their policies. Susanna Campbell runs the Research on International Policy Implementation Lab at American University.
The standard response is that when a government is in power that donors don't like and don't want to support, that they circumvent that government.
By routing funding through humanitarian groups like the International Committee of the Red Cross, its hospitals are flooded with new patients from all the recent fighting, according to spokesperson Crystal Wells.
So our budget in Afghanistan currently is around $86 million, and we actually have a funding shortfall of about $33 million.
The ICRC has been working in Afghanistan for more than 30 years, and Wells says that's possible because the organization stays neutral.
We have been working in Taliban-controlled areas for years, and we do have a positive working relationship both at the top level and at the local leadership level.
That makes a lot of sense, says American University Susanna Campbell, because now that the Taliban is in charge, it has to provide some social services.
So the question is, does the Taliban have the capacity to actually provide those services, or does the Taliban need partners?
Right now, many NGOs are trying to evacuate staff from Afghanistan, and says Jason Campbell, a policy researcher at the RAND Corporation.
The Taliban have also been very sensitive to the influence that some of these outside organizations might bring in.
By advocating for civil rights for women, minorities, and other oppressed groups. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.